El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I used to write a bunch of weekly columns for a bunch of internet places, and I would use those columns to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then I'd come on this show to defend those opinions. But now I don't really do any of that shit. I just do a whole bunch of shows. Joining me today, he is a fantastic comic who's working on a cooking show called Can I Cook It? She is also a fantastic comic who hosts a comedy show called Sweatpants and Cookies, where you get to perform in sweatpants and eat cookies. How great is that? Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Crittenden and Crystal Adams. Also joining me, holy shit, we've been trying to get this guy on the show for such a long time. He is an amazing comic. Even if you get to see him in an open mic, go see it. He kills in every damn room he's in. And he's got a comedy special on HBO that you should check out. Ladies and gentlemen, Quincy Jones. It's going to be a great show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. Joining me as co-host today, my favorite co-host of all. I don't have a co-host. I just have a room full of guests. That's way better. No one questioning my decisions. Fucking captaining this ship. We have a room full of first-time guests, except for Chris Crittenden, hey. Who has been here. I didn't mean to say it like that. Oh, also, man. Chris Crittenden's here. Boring. How have you been, man?
Pretty good.
I famously spelled your name as Christ Crittenden on an episode once. I'm going to keep that shit up.
Did we get a bump on that?
Yeah, we got...
People looking for Christ?
Yeah, we got a conservative listener bump out of that.
Nice.
We fooled them all. Quincy Jones is here.
Good Quincy here. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I don't engage in good Quincy, bad Quincy, but you are the good Quincy, obviously.
Thank you. Obviously. It's the only way I do this podcast.
Yeah.
It was recognized as such.
I've never seen the other Quincy on HBO, so.
It's true. True.
There's that. This is Quincy's first time here.
About time. It's been a long time. I was trying to make this happen.
I know. It has been. I've known you for years.
Yeah.
And I've had this podcast longer than I've known you.
Yeah.
We finally made it happen. Also joining us, Crystal Adams.
Ooh. Hey.
The replacement for Vanessa Gritton.
Yes.
Yeah, Vanessa was going to be here and then had to drop out at the last minute. And Crystal was nice enough to fill in. We
and
really appreciate
free enough.
It.
She knew it and would be. I'm unemployed. So.
Yeah, she was like, I know someone. And it was fixed like 2 minutes later. So that's great. So thank you all for joining us. We're talking about things to look forward to in 2019, which is, it's a tough topic for me because I don't know if I'm even looking forward to 2019. Seems like it's going to be kind of a mess. You're excited for 2019?
I'm excited for 2019.
What makes you so excited for 2019?
You know, this year was long.
Mm. Like, it
this
was
is
long.
A long year. Like, I know they say when you get older, like, time moves faster. But this year, I felt every fucking month and day. Like,
yeah.
I felt it all. So I'm like, yeah, let's wrap this shit up. You ever, like, gone out to meet your friends at a bar, and you step in, and the vibe's trash, but they're already around in, and you're just like, I'm not even going to be a patron at this place. I'm just ready to go to the next spot.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like about 2018. Let's wrap it up. Last call. Close out your tabs. All right. It wasn't the best. It was no one's year this year. It was no one had a good year, like a great. We all had like a middle of the road year. We had some highs. We had some lows.
Yeah.
We were constantly bombarded by shitty shit from Trump doing it. So now it's like, cool. I'm done with it. I'm ready to get a new start. I got more goals. I got benchmark points, and I got better time management skills and all that shit. So
I agree with you. It does feel like a long year, and I think part of it is because last year was so shocking to so many people. Like, just it was shock after shock after shock. And then this year, it's like we're going through the periods of grief, right?
Yeah.
We're going through the stages of grief and whatever. What is the second one?
Should denial? Or
fascism?
I think probably denial. It probably is denial because it's like, I think that's what's making it feel long.
Yeah, it could be. But it also feels like that's been how we've left every year for the past, at least since 2016. Because 2016 was trash and we were like, all right,
maybe 2017 will be better. And no, Trump got elected. So then we had that. And then we had, I mean, 2018's been a nightmare.
I still feel like last year went faster, though.
Last year flew by.
Yeah, last year.
Because I can look
year
at the highlights last year. You know what I'm saying? Like, even without Facebook video, I can look at the highlights in my head and be like, yeah, damn, all right. Did a lot. Had some good times. This year has been like the first full year of a sentence. Like, when you get there, you're shocked. Like, okay, Trump won, quote unquote, in 2016, right?
Right.
He didn't take office to what, January of 2017, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So now we just had our first full year of shit. And we're like, we're either numb or in the fetal position, depending on which white people you know.
Exactly. You know
most people of color are like, poor white people. Mm-hmm. They got a lot. They're really stressed out about Trump. And most people of color are like, where do you get the rest? Wait till we look at door number two and show you what the fuck the rest of this imperialism shit is all about.
Yeah. Chris, any thoughts on 2019? Are you looking forward to it? Do you have big plans?
I wouldn't say big plans, but I am ready for 2018 to get the fuck out of here. That's,
yeah.
It's been enough.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Every time I look at the calendar, it is like, wait, it's still then?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, everything that happened this year seems like it happened a long time ago.
Black Panther came out this year.
This year.
Dude, it's been so long. I thought Get Out came out this year. Like, I was tripping. Because he won like a late ass grant, like a yeah. late, like.
Right. Yeah. Right. So it was like, a really late Oscar or something.
Yeah,
right?
So I was like, yo, yeah. All right, this feels like Black Panther came out this year.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, Avengers 4 came out this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man.
That, you know, seems like ages ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's like just half the movies I saw this year. Like,
Hanukkah felt early as fuck. Hanukkah feels early as fuck this year.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is.
I'm like, Thanksgiving was early. It was on like the 22nd
yeah,
or some
like,
shit.
I'm like, yo, they're crunching, like they're killing our hours.
Do we get a leap year next year? No, not next year.
No.
I just wonder if we get a leap day.
Oh, yeah. I'm not
that's
sure.
That's the last thing this administration needs.
Yeah,
extra fucking day.
Yeah.
In the year.
That's when the purge happens. They get an extra day.
Kill everything.
What about the purge? Anyone looking forward to that this year? We'll probably have one in 2019.
I mean, it'd be nice.
Yeah. I don't like that it happens during March Madness.
No.
Because I do have basketball to watch. They need to fucking reschedule that.
Yeah. If you could please reschedule the revolution.
Yeah. Move it to like April or something.
Yeah. Or do it when it's cold where not many people are going to fight back when you snatch shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. That too.
If it's too cold, it's too cold to write.
Counterpoint. People love upsets.
True.
If half of Kentucky's team gets killed, that 16 seed's going to win.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I'm just saying.
A 16 seed did just beat a 1 seed. Now I have that taste in my mouth.
Yeah, you could just get.
So I need the purge to make it happen every year from now on.
Yeah, that's all we need.
Yeah,
this is not on the script, but what do you guys think about college players getting paid?
I think college players should definitely get paid.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, definitely.
I agree.
Yeah.
One of the news stories that made me the most angry over the past couple weeks, it came out that the University of Maryland was paying students to stay at football games until the fourth quarter because their team is trash. They fucking practiced one of their players to death over the summer. So no one wants to fuck with the University of Maryland. So they were paying students scholarship money.
How
like
much?
They only paid out like $30,000, and they did it through a raffle where you had to be there at the beginning of the game and be there at the end of the game.
It was like an open mic.
But yeah, exactly.
A lottery open mic. And I still don't stay for those either, so I never had a chance of winning that money at all.
But then it's like, give a fucking second string inside linebacker a free sandwich someday, and he'll be kicked out of college.
Right.
Because you can't give players anything.
But you can pay
that.
Some dick who had nothing to do on a Saturday
to hang out and watch football.
Yeah.
But
a,
how big?
A bad team.
Like, that should show you how much when you get past a certain amount of money, you become a loser. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's no, you're like, I want to hang out amongst college kids because I'm still clinging on to my glory days at Odessa. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's ridiculous. I mean, I think kids should be paid, but that trips me out because, like, capitalism runs that deep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, with capitalism must come exploitation. So if in order for capitalism to be as strong as it is, we have to continue to exploit people, and people are getting fed up with being exploited. That's why kids are like, yo, I'm the one and done. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I love the kid that's Darius Baisley. He's an NBA prospect, and he's actually interning with New Balance for $1 million this year instead of going to college.
Yeah.
I'm like, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Like, you could just work with skills coaches and, like, develop stuff that's actually going to be relevant to the league, not risk, like, a freak knee injury playing some team that doesn't matter on a Thursday night for ESPN2.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, that seems like a good plan.
I read about that. It seems like he's beating the system there. I like that.
But they hate it.
Like, oh, yeah, like, of course. They'll find a way to ban that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, they're like, you have to play. But which is weird because that's sort of what made America dope at one point, was like, you could come here and you could hustle your ass off and you might have a chance of making it big. You invent some shit, you'll figure it out. I mean, you might get fucked over at some point in time, but you, for the most part, you'll be able to be better off than what you started off as. And that's the whole point of life. So when I look at like kids like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, they were giving him flack, like Jim Boeheim, you know, for Syracuse. Is like, isn't that LeBron's kid? Like, what's that got to do with anything? The kid chose to not go to your program, and he chose to go get paid and get some life experience. And you're like, nah, that's this, you know. It's not the traditional way. It's not what it's supposed to be. Oh, fuck you, man. Fuck the system.
Yeah, it is some bullshit.
Yeah, maybe if Jim Boeheim ran something other than a matchup zone and had a good college prospect after Carmelo Anthony, people would maybe fuck with him more.
It's a deep sports reference for this audience.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Sorry about
times
that.
Times have changed.
Unpopular. What are your podcast people called? Unpopulars?
Well, I've never done that. I've never given our audience a name.
Hobbies.
Or anything. Yeah, there's nothing about Unpopular Opinion that lends
Adam's
itself.
Adam's Children?
I do. Yeah, I would like...
Children of Adam. That's what
Children of Adam.
I would like, if we could go with something.
Adamsons.
Something. If we could do something cult-like like that, I'd be fine with that. So, we're talking about things to look forward to in 2019. I had to fucking look up and see what year it was.
Do you think Betty White's going to make it another?
White people who aren't problematic last forever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Good white people live a long time, excluding George Bush. You can either preserve yourself.
Yeah,
you know, county employees got a day off today, like a paid day off.
I didn't know that.
Can't get a day off to vote, but we can get a day off for George Bush's bitch ass.
I wonder what Iran Contra is doing today.
I
wonder what Central America feels about George Bush. You propped up a dictator. That is fucking everything up.
I think a lot of people there had days off today, too. Yeah. Just unrelated. Just unemployment. They were like fucking.
Okay, so you're talking True Detective season 3.
We're talking about, whenever we do, like, I try to come up with events and shit also that I'd be looking forward to, but. Unless, like, the Bears go to the Super Bowl or Trump gets impeached, I don't really – there's no events I'm really looking forward to. So,
I don't think there's any events I'm looking forward to also. Like, I know you posted, like, John Wick 3 is coming out.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of movies and TV shows and shit that we can
I'm
talk
excited
about.
To see him kill the world. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the only thing else. Like the way the episode 2 left off, it was like, oh, well, now you're excommunicated and everyone's coming after you. He's like, I'll kill them all. I'm like, I got time for this. You know what I'm saying? Like, kill them all.
I hope it's an apocalypse movie, I hope he fucking kills everybody.
Yeah, kills everyone. Like, come on. I don't know. But True Detective, I've never saw the first two episodes, first two seasons.
Well, time is a flat circle. I think that's all we really need to know about the first season.
It's a weird show.
It's a weird show.
The first season I thought was really good. And then the second season is just Vince Vaughn and I don't even remember who else just talking in a bar for 12 episodes or something.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, it's a lot of exposition. And people are now going back and being like, oh, it's better than you thought. So I don't know. Maybe I need to watch it again.
But that's only white people who like, give it another try. No, motherfucker. My gut instincts were correct. It was bad.
I'm bad about giving shit like that another try.
Why don't you try not liking it again?
Yeah.
That's a good use of your time.
Yeah, you didn't like candy corn as a kid, but try it as an adult. It might be better. No, it's not.
What is black licorice?
Candy corn, black licorice. It's all dreams. Bad.
Yeah. Like it not to get all like 90s observational comedy, but it doesn't really taste like other candy, and it doesn't taste like corn.
It tastes like stale nougat if we knew what nougat was.
Well, do you know what they do? One of the things they do with candy corn is the inside of a Butterfinger is made partially from smashed up candy corn.
No. Fucking told you.
So it does taste kind of like stale nougat.
Fucking told you. Yeah. Stay woke.
Stay I never woke. Liked candy corn or Butterfinger, so.
Well, yeah. Butterfinger, like, Butterfinger's like coconut. It took like a day and a half to finish. You know what I'm saying? Like, like I remember the Simpsons were hyping up Butterfingers, and you're like,
Well, yeah,
you had cocaine lockjaw by the time you were done with one yeah. Butterfinger.
You have to have a dental kit with you to yeah, for sure. Butterfinger.
Butterfinger's good if you have a loose tooth, if you're trying to get it the rest of the way out. You know, just biting yeah. that real
When's
hard.
The last time that was your situation?
Oh, like 11?
Okay.
Yeah. Somewhere weeks around ago? That. Yeah.
So, kids, if you're listening.
Yeah. Don't
caramel
eat candy
apple
corn.
Pop works, too. You know, just get that.
I remember true. Those. Those were good.
My grandfather, what he would do is he would be like, I'm just going to touch it. I'm just going to. And I fell for it like four times. And then yeah. he would wiggle the shit out of it and yank it.
How are you with people asking if they could see your bike?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me just see it. I just want to see it.
Exactly.
Anytime someone asks me that, I shut down. Hey, can I just. No. No. The answer is no all the time. Can you just say no? Can't do it. I don't repeat myself. I hate that. No.
So let's watch the True Detective trailer. Ooh, we're gonna watch the trailer. And let me know if anyone's looking forward to it now. They have changed the cast. Mahershala Ali.
Real Detective Hayes.
Oh, looking like Frederick Douglass.
Yeah.
Could you
He's
tell
looking gaunt in this.
Mm-hmm. Number 7.
He looked 10 years younger in that scene. I don't know how they fucking did that.
Oh, I know the trick.
Just a case
on that card. I'll share it with you later.
Also, Stephen Dorff is in this. I guess he deserves a career resurgence as much as anyone.
Supposed to be home by 5:30, never arrived.
You almost had a clean night, man. Heaven is the same. Anything you can tell me about Will?
He's quiet.
The show has a lot of people throwing looks at each other.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of that.
I'm telling you, they didn't run off.
All you had to do was watch him. Gone too
far. Mind if we look around?
How you gonna wear that badge?
Got a little clip on it.
That kind of looked like
you haven't slept in a couple.
That was
days.
An all right answer.
I never stop coming up with theories about that case. My job. There's no certainty.
Oh my God! 2 minutes for a trailer? What are we made of? Free time? Jesus! All right, True Detective season 3.
Oh, two, the longest 2 minutes and 6 seconds of my life. It was almost as long as this year.
They had a flashback and a flash forward in that trailer.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Like in the trailer already.
Yeah. So we know where that show's headed. Flash forwards, I guess. Is anyone looking forward to watching that shit?
Nope, but I'm a fan of Maharaja Ali. Mahershala, whatever the homie's name is, shout him out.
I'm
great. A fan of him.
He's great.
Yeah, I mean, he kills most roles that he's in.
I mean, that's one of the things that would probably compel me to watch this.
Yeah.
Like, he's a really good actor.
Who is season one with?
I sort of trust him to not take a shitty role. But I'm sure he's been in some pretty shitty movies. The first season was really good. It was Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson.
That's right.
And that season was good, but it was people watched it like it was Lost, and they were like, "Oh, what does it all mean?" And it's like it's just a murder mystery. Like they're just going to arrest the guy who committed the murder at the end. That's all. That's how this is going to end.
I want to say that Woody Harrelson doesn't get enough credit as an actor for being as versatile as he is.
You don't think he does? I feel like people give him credit, or in terms of like awards or what?
I don't think he's gotten an Academy or.
Yeah, he hasn't won any awards.
Okay. Yeah, awards, yeah. But
you have to understand the wide. Him and Willem Dafoe arguably play. Ever, like they can kill any role they play, such a wide variety. This is Woody Harrelson was in Now You See Me, Now You Don't. He was in the Mockingbird movies. He was in the latest Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm a Woody Harrelson stan. I agree with you. But I guess I agree with you only on the awards part. I think a lot of people are aware of his versatility.
No, I think they're aware of Woody Harrelson, but they don't look a little deeper and be like, oh, he has done a lot of various roles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he's done a lot. Like we all know Woody Harrelson's like, okay, he's dope, right?
Right.
But like he's not mentioned in any bracket with any of the A-list actors. Mm-hmm. And he's a legend.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I fucks with Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, there's a sequel to Zombieland coming out in 2019.
Yes. Zombieland. He does all these roles. Like, he's a great lead that we don't give him credit for lead. Like, people are still hyping up Leo's shitty-ass acting in The Revenant. And
I thought the bear should have got the Oscar in The Revenant.
I think that everyone who paid should have got the Oscar for acting like it was good. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a fucking 41-page book that made into a 2.5-hour movie with Tom Hardy staring off into the distance and Leonardo DiCaprio breathing heavily. So
I don't think Tom Hardy gets enough credit for staring off into the distance. He's fucking good at that.
He's scary as shit, dog.
He's really good at that.
Him and Javier Bardem are two people that scare me.
Yeah, Tom Hardy will wreck a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I feel like in real life.
Oh, definitely. Any sober person in Hollywood would wreck your life. Like, there was like an interview.
Yeah.
There was a time where he's like, I woke up drunk and it was a man next to me and there was coke and that's why I knew I was ready to go home. I was like, whoa, not stop? Not, you, that was, there was like an interview where he's like, yeah, there was like a man next to me and there was coke and I was like, I didn't know, I blocked out, I didn't know what happened. So he's like stone sober now. But
so did he kill the guy or fuck the guy?
I think he fucked the guy.
Okay.
To death.
Yeah, probably both. Probably both. Does anyone watch The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
I do.
I just
so
got
good.
Into it. I just
I
got it.
It's really funny.
I just watched the first few episodes and was like, yeah.
It's a really easy to binge watch kind of show because the episodes are all short. And the final season is premiering January 25th. It's like the middle of the final season.
Yeah, I was very confused why they did that. I guess they wanted to release it. I don't know. But
I blame Breaking Bad because they just did it with their last season. Then other people are like, oh, we'll do that too because we're critically acclaimed as well. It's like, fuck off.
Yeah.
We get it. You're a good TV show. Just give me the episodes.
I like it. I'm going to need like a lot of Titus Andromedon music videos.
Yeah.
I'm going to need at least three of those. Like, oh my. When he did Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir. Yeah, it's so good.
I wanted that as my ringtone for the longest time. Like, it was just so wonderful. And then Lemonading, that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That, like, it's so good.
It's such a fucking absurd show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so fun to watch.
It's absurd, but
cutting
it's
a
like
lot of shit, though.
Yeah.
Like, they're cutting that. They cut, like, all of what? Almost like all of the fucking Marvel, like they cut Daredevil, they cut Luke Cage, they cut the Iron Fist dude, they cut.
I think, isn't Disney starting their own streaming service?
Did they already?
I feel like they're going to take a bunch of that Marvel shit. And
really?
I think it's going to end up on.
I think also Netflix paid out like something like five times what they normally pay for original content 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think they're just kind of like
catching up,
reining it in and figuring out what shit they want to spend money on going forward. Because it was like, if they continued to produce content at that rate, they would have just went through, I think, all their liquid cash in like 5 years.
Well, they said they're like billions of dollars in debt.
Yeah.
They're in debt. It's hard to see them turning a profit.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to turn that around.
But they also don't release their fucking records. They release their viewings. I don't think are they a public IPO? Are they?
I think they are. I think they're publicly traded, but I don't think. I don't think they release a lot of that data because it's like trade secret stuff.
Right.
Like Amazon doesn't release a lot of their data too because that's like their value is in the data they collect.
And Netflix has always been such a mystery to me. It's exactly the way like I feel like I just always feel confused about it. Like I always feel confused about how they make money. So when it got released that they were in all this debt, I was like, thank you.
Right. Like, yeah.
Because how are you making? I don't get how you're making money. But
They are publicly traded. It looks like.
So they have to release at least
maybe to like
NFLX on your favorite stock market dial. Pull them up today.
No fucking Los Angeles xenophobes.
Oh, I don't have this in the notes, and I'm sure no one's looking forward to it, but LA is getting an XFL franchise.
Oh, finally.
Vince McMahon's
they got all my letters?
Racist dog whistle.
What's XFL?
Fucking football league.
Extreme.
It's well, like there was a version of it in like the late 90s where they were like, oh, there's no rules and someone might die. And the problem with that is then no one can score on offense because you're letting the defenders like punch motherfuckers in the face. So it failed. Like it. There's a really they also let people put whatever they wanted on their
that
jerseys.
That was the success.
And there was a guy whose jersey just said, he hate me.
Yeah, he hate me. I was going to say,
it was a fucking, it was chaos. And it lasted like a season. But now with all of this NFL and Trump stuff and players taking a knee, Vince McMahon has come back and been, and now he's pushing this league where he's like, everyone's going to stand for the national anthem.
Oh,
and
it's gone that way.
And he, and it is, it's like, he's like, there's going to be no criminals. And it's like,
only so white
like,
running backs.
Yeah, exactly.
No rules except for all of these rules right here.
Right. They're trying to push like a fucking conservative version of the NFL on people.
That is.
That's what we need, guys.
Yeah.
We need to go to the right of football fan. That's what we need. We need to find, carve out that niche.
And yeah, they're going to be playing at, which stadium is in Carson?
The Home Depot Center? The one that the Galaxy plays at?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awful. I would never, there's like an extreme basketball thing that's gotten really popular, I think, in like China. Have you heard of this?
Mm-mm.
And they have like trampolines.
Oh, like
built
slam
in.
Ball.
Yeah.
Back with the old MTV shit.
But it's like,
I'd watch the shit
it's
out
like
of that.
Legit. Like people like pay to go to games and it's like really, really popular. I'm like, that's what we need.
That sounds fun.
That'd be fun.
I'm looking forward to the XFL failing this year. I hope it gets like four games in and they're like, all right, cut it out.
Vince McMahon's a wrestler dude, right?
Yeah. His wife is in the Trump administration.
Who's
She's
it?
Like
what
the,
is
she heads up like the small.
The head of wrestling.
Yeah.
The head of wrestling overseas, international wrestling. Yeah. They make up a position just for her.
They've done it so many times over, I'm sure.
She hands out stone cold stunners around the office. She's like the small head of the small business department or whatever. Because you know how her husband runs that tiny business.
Just
WWE.
A mom and pop pro wrestling shop.
Yeah. Just a little wrestling outfit.
I never got into wrestling, so I might have to try and catch up.
I watched it as a kid, but I'm an adult now. So
yeah, there are grown people on Twitter who watch that shit, and I'm like,
the other Quincy.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, you're grown. Like you have a child.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I don't get it. And it's not like I don't shit on it. I'm just trying to understand the hype that comes with it. Does that make sense?
Okay. The best way I can explain it, I'm not a fan of it per se. I don't mind it if it's on or whatever. But it's just like soap operas for dudes. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's just it's a soap opera. I'm not saying that's all it is. It's just like, hey, maybe you'd give a shit about who's sleeping with who if one of these guys elbow drops someone. That's like basically how they pitch this.
A lot of
line.
It is the like scripted drama around the matches.
That's what those people are always talking about, the people that are wrestling fans. They're not talking about, oh, did you see him do a backflip onto that guy's face?
It's like,
oh man, that guy got injured and they had to vacate the title. Now what's going to happen? It's like, it's that stuff. That's the stuff that people give a shit about.
Yeah, some people.
I don't know.
I can't do it.
Glow
anymore.
Is awesome. Just
yeah, Glow was great. And Glow season 3, I think, might be happening.
But it was like lesbians wrestling or some shit?
No,
it
was women. Not necessarily lesbians.
It's a there's
some in there.
Right. No. Like, no, someone had told me that's what it was like.
There's lesbians.
I didn't know what Glow was about.
There's terrorists. There's Russians. There's a rock star.
It's really good because
I'm
going
to take a break from reality. Okay.
But if you haven't seen it, it's good. But it's because it's based off of an actual thing that happened. So I think for like 5 years, they tried a women's wrestling and it was in the 80s. And so it's based off of that. It's like kind of a historical fiction about this thing that really happened.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm down to check it out. You're going to show us that Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt trailer?
No, I'm going to pull up the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling's rap video that they
recorded. Oh, my God. You're going to show
80s.
The real one?
The real one. Because the show Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling is really good, but there's also a documentary on Netflix about Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Exactly. And the documentary is depressing.
Yeah, it's crazy depressing. Man. And the show was actually, season 2 was kind of depressing also. But or no, they have several? Is that the thing? I hope not. No, it's not going to be 14 minutes.
From the Riviera Hotel in the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, David McLean Enterprises and the Independent Network present...
Oh, here we come. Royal Hawaiian. You think she's really from Hawaii? She's probably like, I am probably Filipino.
She's Filipino for sure. Yeah. Americana. This is a white girl. Americana.
Yeah.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen. Please turn it off.
Did they cut her mic? What the hell's happening? Yeah. Gorgeous Ladies Wrestling is really good. What about Game of Thrones? Is anyone, it's final season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
I got into
Game
it. Yeah.
I just
unfortunately,
don't.
Unfortunately,
No, it's quality, like you smoke. So like it's
so much.
It's quality fucking shit, dog. Like it's quality to veg out shit.
Did you try it and then stop? Or you
What happened, I think I got to like season four, and I think in season four I was trying to work while I was watching it.
Oh.
And it doesn't seem like, because for one thing, everyone looks alike. So that
There's
makes
a lot
it
of
hard.
White people,
a lot of
sure.
white
yeah.
It makes it hard to like look down and look up, and you're like, "Yeah, that person's been talking for 45 minutes."
And also names that you've never heard before. That it's like,
yeah.
It doesn't. They don't always stick in your brain.
Like I don't want to have to have a map on hand.
Yeah,
to
exactly,
watch a television
exactly.
show.
You need a map, a legend. You need a Sherpa.
I'm mad that they made up a language that they made people memorize to act out a fake language. That's the most ridiculous. Like, all right, Dothraki. Well, it's not real. It's not real. So why do you have all this dialogue in Dothraki that's not real? These people had to memorize those lines.
Yeah. But that's so many, like Star Trek did that. Yeah, Lord of the Rings did that.
I'm pretty consistent with this view. Like it applies to everything.
And you don't like it, so you don't like it anytime
right,
they do that.
Yeah. I like to think the script supervisor is there just being a real dick about it.
He's like, no, it's actually Chuka. Not A. Chuka. It's not Chuka.
It's like his favorite part of the whole show.
Because my uncle, I found out that he was a Trekkie when we went to Las Vegas and they had like this huge like Trekkie thing. We didn't realize how into it he was until like one of the, who's the guys that have the forehead?
What's, the Klingon?
The Klingon.
Klingons, yeah.
So a Klingon walked past us, like a guy dressed like a Klingon, and he made a joke. And then after he walked past, my uncle was like, a Klingon would never say that. They're more sarcastic. What, my God? Not with you knowing their sense of humor like that. Like, what?
Has anyone ever heard this clip? Speaking of Star Trek, we've played it on the show so many times. It's William Shatner trying to do a line, not a line, like a line of dialogue from Star Trek. And he keeps saying sabotage instead of sabotage.
I haven't seen that.
Is he from Boston or something?
Spock, sabotage the system. Spock, restore the atmosphere.
And the director
Spock, sabotage the system.
Jumps in at one point.
I wish I knew what to do.
And it's like, I think it's sabotage.
Observations, Mr. Spock.
Okay, we have line 193 again with sabotage, not sabotage.
I don't say sabotage. You say sabotage. That's sabotage.
You say sabotage. I
wow.
say
sabotage.
Say it.
Is this why you sabotaged my ship?
But it has not been.
I fucking love that. You
wow,
say sabotage. I say sabotage.
That's a great double down. I love it.
Last TV thing. Well, there's two more TV things. The Twilight Zone. Jordan Peele is
I'm
rebooting.
I'm excited for that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be excited if almost anyone rebooted the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Just because it seems like with Black Mirror and all
it,
that.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a good time to do it.
That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop.
And there's not, all we know about this, it's going to be on CBS All Access. And I know a lot of people at home right now are groaning because that means you'll have to pay to watch it. But here's the thing. You could just, it's going to be like what, probably 10, 12 episodes. They might put them all up at once. Just get it for a month and watch them all and then cancel.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's a show you want to watch, like if I couldn't believe how many Star Trek fans were like, well, I can't watch the new Star Trek. It's on CBS All Access and I'd have to pay. It's like, well, how much do you like Star Trek then?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fucking $10 and you can cancel it the next month.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I am really bad at managing my money and time.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole other argument. And I'm sure it's a valid argument for a lot of people. But
I'm too busy reading about Star Trek online to get my shit together.
But The Twilight Zone.
I'm here for that.
Is a thing that's coming, and Ava DuVernay is making a Central Park 5 TV show.
Ooh.
Which I was surprised it wasn't a documentary, but Ken Burns apparently did a Central Park 5 documentary like 5 years ago. Which
Wait, who did?
Ken Burns.
He did?
I think so, yeah. I was looking on YouTube when I was searching this. Let me see if I can find it again. And it seems like maybe he did, or it was just some shit that was
oh my god
mislabeled. But yeah, I actually, yeah, Ken Burns, Central Park 5, 2012. Yeah, I had no idea. Oh, I've seen this. I guess I just didn't know it was a Ken Burns documentary.
Wow.
But yeah, Ava DuVernay is making a four-part TV series about the Central Park 5.
Who's in it? Do we know anybody who's in it?
We don't need this shit.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's hard.
We don't need any more black trauma flicks, dog. It's either a slave flick or some fucked up part of history where black people got the short end of the stick. No one cares. It happened. I think the kids got out. Remember?
They did get out, yeah.
Yeah, I randomly Googled the Jenna 6. Remember those guys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm tired of black trauma being fucking... The Sandra Bland documentary. I don't want to watch this
shit. Came out on HBO.
Stop capitalizing off black trauma and death, please.
Okay, here's what I will say is I don't necessarily believe that it's just people capitalizing. I don't think I don't think is for me. I think other people need to see it? Maybe. And also, I'm here for black people being employed in the entertainment industry. So they can do that over there. I will not watch it. I will make sure all of my white friends watch it. Yeah. That's how I feel about that.
Yeah, all the Trump supporters in your life should watch it.
Because at gunpoint, watch this shit. Watch this shit or the fucking hat gets burnt, bitch. You want to see this fucking MAGA hat again?
You want me to revoke your cookout invite?
Oh my gosh. Oh my god. I'm not watching that shit. Same way I didn't watch the 13.
I watched 13.
I'm not watching
that. I got forced to watch 13.
13 is pretty interesting.
I'm tired of intense shit about black people. It's yo, give me a gay black coming of age tale. How many times are we going to see white people? It was awkward.
The Wire.
Yeah.
I almost threw this mic at fucking Adam. Like, besides Moonlight, it was like, how many more white movies are you going to see where, it was hard coming out being gay? I'm like, yeah, I get it was the 90s. Okay.
Yeah, I'm way over coming of age movies. I didn't fuck with mid 90s.
Oh yeah, mid 90s.
Everyone wanted
grade.
Me to watch.
What was the one with the girl? There's one. I don't think I Love You, Simon was one of them. But what's this latest one with Nicole Kidman and the kid who played the love interest in Lady Bird? Right.
Oh yeah, I know what movie. I've seen trailers for it. Yeah, but I don't know the name.
There's
of it.
Boy Erased. Oh, Boy Erased is another one. There was one like not even a year ago of a girl version of it, her going to a conversion camp or whatever. Chloe Moretz or whatever.
Right.
She went to it. I'm like, all right, dude, I get it. Black people had a hard time coming out too, also. They still do. So can we get one of those? We want to see that. I'm tired of like.
I would say though, like, I agree with you, but I also think look at the breadth of what she's been able to do since she's like first got put on. It's not just the trauma films. Like, she got to do, what was that movie that came out?
Wrinkle in Time.
Wrinkle in Time. Like, she's been getting to do some other, like, people have been greenlighting her to do more than just the trauma stuff. So.
But yet she keeps going back to it.
But that's, I mean.
It's like Tyler Perry. Like, you have your own production studios. You no longer need Madea. Yet you're doing Madea does a Halloween.
Oh, you
movie.
Cannot compare Madea to
he's killing,
Park
he's
Five.
Killing Madea
saying,
off.
I'm saying like creative freedom ain't being greenlit. Like they're at the same level. Now, obviously, not putting out the same type of content.
I can list all of the things that she's been doing, but I looked at a list recently, and it's not just this. There's a wide breadth of things.
Please email. Please share it with me.
I will share it
because all I know is Wrinkle in Time, this and 13. I know obviously she has more, but. I don't know. So I'm looking to be informed. So please share that with me after this.
I like the idea of this just because it's going to happen while Trump is up for re-election.
Mm, yeah.
And the things he did in relation to the Central Park 5 need to be brought up during that campaign. Because I've said it's fucking controversial and no one believes me yet, but a lot of his immigration policies are geared toward the idea that illegal immigration hurts black people the most. And he's really going to start campaigning on that shit and try. Like he came out and said, I'm going to win 95% of the black vote in 2020. He didn't say that for nothing. And I don't believe him. I don't think he's going to fucking win. I don't think it's going to work, but he's going to campaign really hard on that message. Mm-hmm. And there needs to be shit out there to fucking remind people, yeah, but he's also a racist piece of trash. Mm-hmm. And these are issues that can be addressed without mass deportations.
I don't think any well-informed black person is, even moderately informed black person's falling for Trump shit. Like, to be honest, I really don't think that, I mean,
there's, I feel like we'll, come on.
No, have you seen the resurgence, like, not the resurgence, but there's been like a bunch of young black Republicans who are making it sound like, we're breaking out of the fucking matrix, yeah. man. No more fucking just mindless Democrat shit. We're fucking, we're free thinkers, man. We're free thinkers. I was like, yo, is this what happens when you dab? Is that what the fuck happens? Is this what happens? You do some wax uncut shit? Like, you're like, it's like, yo, I'm no longer a fucking cog in the machine. You're black in America. You are the machine's cog. You know what I'm saying? Like, call it as I see it. But I'm not, I don't think any well-informed. The thing is, people are debating Trump like he, like facts matter. When you debate,
yeah, they don't.
When you debate people, have you ever debated like a sports fanatic? Like, fan is short for fanatic. Have you ever dealt with a sports fanatic? They're not using logic or ration or reason. It's all emotion, baby. And emotions are what matters in arguments. So you're talking about, but he's doing this. He didn't actually do that. That's a leaveover from Obama. But he did that. Oh, whatever. I don't want to hear this. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Democrats are trying to argue against Republicans with logic and reason. I'm like, hello. That's why you lost in 2016.
Yeah, it's not. It's that argument's never going to work. And it's going to cost them the election in 2020.
Also, I don't see one Democrat that's like a solid one that's ready to fucking go that route.
No.
I don't think Booker's ready. I don't think Kamala is like her track record is like she can't even sweep the shit she's done underneath the rug. Like,
yeah.
So it's like I don't know who really like Bernie. And I blame white people for Bernie, to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, you think you thought a 74-year-old Jew from Vermont was going to be the fucking alley-oop out of fucking America? I'm sorry, fellas. Sorry, folks.
There's literally no one good in politics anywhere in the world.
I concur.
This, this should not be news to anyone.
But but people are like just now like, yeah, man. Like white people were sad Bernie lost. Have you ever seen white people cry? It's beautiful, for the record. It's really beautiful. Not a sports loss, but when they were like, I can't believe Bernie lost. I was like, the system. The system's flawed. We're all fucked. We're equally fucked. Come, embrace me, my white friend.
Well, I don't know about equally fucked, but.
Yeah. You know. I don't think it's. Not all going to be equally fucked. It's.
Did any? Do you guys watch House of Cards? Did you guys finish out the season?
No.
Okay. Don't.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm not fucking with it without Kevin Spacey. I know he's a monster. I know he's a monster now, but he's also like what carried that show. I don't give like is motherfuckers aren't watching The Conners without Roseanne. Mm. That's still on. That's still happening.
Did you watch any of the episodes without?
Of course not. Okay. I didn't watch any of the episodes with Roseanne.
Okay. That's what I wanted to fucking hear. You need to ask the right questions, because I want you need to ask the right ones.
I didn't give a shit
did
about
you watch Roseanne with Roseanne.
I didn't give a shit about the reboot in general. And when they kicked her off, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. But then they tried to keep the show going with just the family, and no one gives a fuck about them.
I think that like everything happens in response to a think piece. I think like someone wrote like, but what about all those people on Roseanne losing their jobs? Oh, I mean, can we sell John Goodman? Maybe.
Let's and I mean, people ask that question. Like, I bring up Kevin Spacey in response to that because there's a Kevin Spacey movie out there called Billionaire Boys Club that made like $150 in theaters. Yeah. Nobody went and saw it. I fucking watched it on Amazon.
Taron Egerton's in that one, right?
It's really good. And it's a real fucking shame that like Emma Roberts, who's really fucking good in it, that entire cast is amazing in that movie. And because Kevin Spacey's in it for like 15 or 20 minutes, no one's ever going to give a shit about that movie, which on the one hand is fair, but it also sucks for
First of all, Kevin the collateral Spacey's gonna damage. Be back.
Really? You think he will?
Oh, definitely.
Wait, how soon? That's really the issue, because everybody comes back.
White men,
it's how
straight,
soon.
Well, straight white men usually get timeouts for 8 months to a year. Mm. So I think he might be 9 to 12.
Wait, 9 to 12 years?
Months.
Okay.
Mm.
I think it may be a year and some change tops. He's the dude brought us House of Cards over from, like, he's the one who bought it from, you know, the people over there. He's an amazing actor, monster for sure, but what great person isn't a monster?
It's a good point.
Beyonce.
Also a good point. Absolutely.
She killed off a lot of women's careers, for sure. She killed off A. Marie's
career. They should have been doing better.
I don't think people forget how big Aaliyah's shadow was. Aaliyah died in 2001. And
I do believe Beyonce took that plane down.
Yeah. that's Rock the Boat was an inside job.
Can she prove she was not in the Bahamas when Aaliyah's plane crashed? So let's talk about some fucking movies. Is anyone excited to see a new M. Night Shyamalan
movie? What the
hell?
See, that man. I feel so... I've been done dirty by him several times in the theater.
We all have, yeah.
I've paid money.
And this is like...
It's amazing to meet you.
He's like, what if I scrape all of my kind of good movies together and smash them into one movie?
Maybe this will all make sense if I explain who I am.
I mean, The Sixth Sense was fine.
My name is Dr. Ellie Staple.
And I thought Unbreakable was good. And Split was all right.
I love The Village.
I didn't like the ending of The Village.
That was my
first. It's a growing field.
That was your first Shyamalan movie?
Yeah, that was my first Shyamalan.
In those individuals,
we all remember where we were. First time we watched the Shyamalan movie.
But you guys, I saw The Last Airbender.
In theaters?
In theaters.
Why'd you do that?
Because I didn't know it was going to be bad.
It was pretty bad.
It was really bad.
James McAvoy is an underrated.
Oh, yeah, he did scrape all the movies that he did.
Yeah, this is just characters from Split, Unbreakable, and The Sixth Sense. Bruce Willis from The Sixth Sense. Or no, it's Bruce Willis from Unbreakable. That would be funny if it was Bruce Willis from The Sixth Sense.
You're still dead, man. What are you doing in this movie?
You are a protector.
Huh.
Did anyone see Split?
No. I did. I actually, I liked it way more than I thought I would.
Yeah, I thought Split was all right.
James McAvoy was fucking crazy good
in that body.
Yeah.
With you. The beast is coming any minute now for you guys. But what I am questioning is your belief that you are something more than human.
And yet, it is true.
What? So he only gets the time.
But you have an extraordinary IQ.
This is not a cartoon. This is the real world.
Samuel L. Jackson is at his scariest with that fucking hair.
Some of us still don't die with bullets.
Like, that looks like a special kind of trouble.
Some of us can still bend steel.
But he also
was that with
like
them when they were young? Wait, what?
World to see
villains.
May I meet the beast? I hope for your sake that he likes you. That sounds like the bad guys teaming up. A lot of people are going to die. Don't do this. Are you ready?
Did they get Maxie?
I think that was.
What do you call yourself? First name.
I'm sorry. That was fucking last riveting. Name. I'm going to see that.
Yeah, I think I'll check out Glass.
Yeah.
I have AMC A-List. That's what AMC A-List is made
for.
Oh, is
that what happens? Is that a movie pass now? Is that what?
That's the new. It's the new shit. AMC A-List. You can use it at any AMC theater. There's three here in Burbank. That's why I have it. But you get three movies a week for $20 a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really good.
And you can buy the tickets ahead of time, right? It's not.
Yeah,
like
you can buy the tickets on your phone.
Yeah, within
you don't have
restraining
to...
orders distance.
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to trigger.
You have to wear a gray hoodie to Burbank Town Center 6 and a purple one to 6T because we can't have disorder. Okay.
Oh, actually, that movie's gone now. Sorry about that.
Sorry, you blew.
Sorry, you drove.
And now it's all gone. Let me see that trailer though for John Wick though.
John Wick. You want to watch the John Wick trailer? Yeah. I cannot fucking wait. John Wick is such a good franchise. And the third John Wick movie comes out this year. There's also a TV show coming that's about that hotel from the John Wick movies. Where have you ever seen a John Wick movie?
I haven't.
It's, spoiler alert!
Yeah, there's a hotel in it. It's a revenge movie, basically. The first one is one of the best revenge movies I've ever seen. especially because of what he's getting revenge over. But,
Oh, that's the guy from the Conners.
Yeah.
but I thought he was out of work after Roseanne.
Yeah. Go on. I thought the libs banned him.
Come on in. Let's do business.
What is this?
A single tear? He's crying.
Oh, is it him crying over it? Yeah. Is this a bootleg, though? It says official trailer, but maybe not.
Patience, Mr. Hill. He's like air in a silk room. No matter how much you start with, eventually you'll run out.
It's good to see Elon Musk working.
Becoming blood brothers. So if we're not brothers, maybe we're not friends either.
So yeah, it's a John Wick movie, lots of punching.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's supposed to look normal now.
That's a nice dress.
Oh, thank you. I like your jacket.
Thanks.
Yeah, so I guess that was him trying, yeah, just trying to be chill. Yeah, maybe this is a bootleg trailer.
Yeah, because I'm trying to follow.
Yeah, no, it's a bootleg trailer.
Yeah, it's got to be.
That's if that's so the funny. Official trailer, the dude who did the official trailer got fired.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what for happened. Sure.
But, yeah, John Wick Chapter 3, coming May 17th.
Okay.
I have to see that. What about Pet Sematary? Is anyone excited to see Pet Sematary? I kind of am. Steven, we're living... Here's the thing. We are living in the golden age of Stephen King remakes.
It's beautiful, right?
I feel like we've hit that point in horror movie history where Stephen King remakes make sense.
How did he feel about the first one? I don't know.
This whole place is ours?
Because I know he has different feelings about, like, the two Shinings.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if he wishes he spelled cemetery right.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was a thing he lost sleep over.
Like, wait, that's not how you spell it. To make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. So I'm sure he didn't lose any sleep over that.
It would be amazing if that's how it happened. He just got the book and was like, oh, fuck, wait.
That's not right at all. That's not. It's a C.
I thought the editor would have caught this. He thought.
I didn't like, there's no callbacks. It's just wrong the whole. Aw, man.
Those masks those kids are wearing, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't either.
I wish they would not do that. I don't need that out of these fucking kids.
Oh, no.
Oh, ooh. Naughty kitty.
The ground is bad.
God!
Got fucking John Lithgow in it.
Oh God, he
maybe just some
ever
crazy
since
coattail.
Dexter.
Oh, there is.
Oh yeah,
fucking Dexter. Oh my God,
something that brings things back.
All right, we
see,
know. We know what
a
Pet Sematary's about.
White children, a horror movie that makes it the scariest movie in the world.
I'm gonna write the horror movie about black children.
Okay.
I'm gonna write. I'm gonna start it. I don't know what it is.
Thank you.
Are they just gonna be like selling water on the street and shit?
Yeah,
and it's white we're people gonna be calling selling, police on
us. Yeah, 5 black families moved to the suburbs of North Chicago in Glenview.
That was my favorite.
I would love to see dramatic music countercut with a overweight white woman on a cell phone. That's just like a good.
They're out there minding their business, and we can't allow that.
What if John Wick came in? They called in John Wick. The old white lady calls in John Wick to take out these black families.
That was my favorite part of the most recent Purge movie, because they set that it was set on Staten Island, and it was the neighborhoods they set it in. It was mostly black neighborhoods, and at one point they send people out because everyone's just like hanging out and partying in the street. And it's like, yeah, that's what we call the police on black people for right now? Why wouldn't they? Let's purge. I'm not going to get fucking arrested for hanging out and dancing in the street. Like, they were surprised people weren't killing each other.
This was, our plan was they'd just kill each other.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. No,
that's
just
what Fox
fucking
News
hanging
said
out
would happen.
Hanging out and drinking is all.
Wow. Funny.
What should we talk about last? We're getting near the end. I have to record another one of these at 8. Tarantino has
no.
It, yeah. This I brought up Tarantino using the N-word as much as he does, and someone in the Unpops Discord was like, "Well, I can't imagine he's going to do that in a movie about the Manson family." Like, do you not know? Like, Charles Manson thought a Beatles song kicked off a race riot.
You know,
like, we're going to hear it.
The weird thing is, because I've been lately listening to a lot of cult things, and so I've, like, heard the Manson story, like, over and over, and that is a part of the Manson story that if you only know it in passing, you do not remember that part.
Right.
Because I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, that's...
And, like, but... If you're only in you have passing knowledge of it, that is something that can escape.
Yeah, and I think that, like, ignoring that part is necessary for people to romanticize Charles Manson the way they do.
Yeah.
Because if you remind people of that part, it's like, oh, I should take this T-shirt off, shouldn't I?
Wait, you mean to tell me that something in America's history had an undertone of racism that's ignored later?
Yeah. From the guy with a swastika carved into his forehead, no less.
That sounds about right.
Who saw that coming?
I heard he said the N-word in his vows. He just got married. He's like, man,
just get married?
Yeah, he just got married. He's like, nigger, I love you. He's like, I'm white. Well, it fit. I'm an artist. Let me have my creativity.
Ice Cube has a song that just came out this week called Arrest the President, and he calls Donald Trump the N-word and Russian intelligence in the same sentence.
Mm. It all goes. The man made today was a good day. He could do no wrong. He made Friday and today was a good day all in one lifetime.
Yeah.
How many sounds like that Bill Burr bit about about Arnold Schwarzenegger. How many lifetimes would it take you to live Ice Cube's life?
Yeah.
No,
truly.
No shit.
He made NWA, Ghost wrote of the shit, but had successful solo careers, got into screenwriting, acting, right? And then fucking
family movies, no
family
less.
Family movies. Yeah. NWA then seamlessly segued into Are We There Yet? And, like, the guy's done everything. I fuck with Ice Cube's life.
Yeah.
He's worth more than Judd Apatow. Did you know that?
That's a good...
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, it
I'm
surprised
glad
me.
For that, though.
Because he's been... He's been making movies longer than Judd Apatow, hasn't he? Because he's been making movies since the early 90s.
Well, Judd Apatow made Heavyweights, too. So
when was that? Heavyweights?
Judd Apatow made Heavyweights.
That was in the 80s,
think I
right?
I knew that.
That was 90s, early 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, when Friday came out, what, 95?
Yeah.
So around
But he was
time,
acting before that. He was in
True.
Boys
yeah,
in the
yeah,
Hood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. Okay. When I saw it, I was surprised at first, but now hearing you say
that Coors Light commercial.
Yay.
That was a national campaign back when that meant something.
Yeah, Chris Crittenden.
I do fucking like Coors Light, but that shouldn't surprise anybody. There's not a lot of music coming out. I had a whole fucking thing written up about Mike Posner, but no one gives a shit about
Actually, I
Mike
fucks
Posner.
With Mike P.
Like, yeah, I listen to his.
I love Mike Posner.
He's going that same route as Flo Rida and Pitbull, where they just put out one massive single a year and eat off that shit.
Yeah, well, he's like a completely... Because remember he had that Cooler Than Me song?
Yeah, you think
where
you're cool?
Was like signed to Cash Money Records, I think.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And I fucking loved that song. That song was so fucking good.
Yeah.
And now this is what Mike Posner looks like today. Because he had this, like, he had an emotional breakdown and, like, disappeared for a bunch of years. And then he came back as, like,
this
singer-songwriter
type. He came back as Bob Ross.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
But this song's interesting as shit. It's got, like, a saxophone in it. It's got trumpets in it.
Oh, and a scream. Okay.
Yeah, he is a radically different artist now. Because he had, like, this mental breakdown and quit music for a long time.
We took a pill in Ibiza.
Have you ever heard the original version of that?
No.
We'll listen to it. Let's listen to it right now. Because it's actually, I think I Took a Pill in Ibiza is one of the best songs of the last few years. But I think people just know like that club version, which just sounds like a goddamn pop song. But it's actually this really fucking heartfelt acoustic ballad about all the things he had been through. In the past.
I only knew the club version. I thought I was expecting the club version.
Yeah.
Have you heard the whole version of Get Lucky? How it actually starts?
I don't think
with the Daft Punk?
Yeah, but before they turned it into a Daft Punk song. It's amazing. It's like a soul R&B ballad.
Oh, really?
It's amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm living out in LA. So Mike Posner has an album out in February. And I'm rooting for Mike. I feel like he's not selling a lot of records, but he's still...
This is the Love Actually thing that he's doing right now?
Kinda, yeah. This is his Eat, Pray, Love moment.
I was so upset at that guy in Love Actually. So annoyed with him.
He's making a little more eye contact with the camera than I'm comfortable with in this video.
Oh, look
like
that
right
guy.
There. Yeah, I love this guy. There's a guy just on his break. It's like, oh shit, they're filming a low budget video on an iPhone right now. These people are like, are they going to be done by the time we fucking get up there? You're going to have to cut through this building? So yeah, Mike Posner. There's also.
He's from Detroit.
Yeah. He's got a song called "Buried in Detroit" that is,
you know, I might go back when I'm traveling tonight to my show next. I might go check out. I might listen to some Mike P. Man.
Listen to his last album; it's really fucking good.
Yeah, I fucks with Mike P. I remember he had this like, "Baby, please don't go."
Oh yeah.
The guy's been—he's far from broke. He's richer than us.
Well, he's—I
don't know about Adam. Maybe he's richer than you know.
He's
got Adam's got YouTube Premium money. I was waiting for a commercial. I was like, whoa, you got all these streaming sites and YouTube Premium? Just fucking flaunting your wealth at us in this podcast, dude. You think you know a guy, Double C? You think you know a guy, then he brings you up to his lair with lights and Mind Trump posters with YouTube Premium?
A fan gave me that Mind Trump thing back when calling Trump Hitler, people were still like, no, that's not true.
Yeah.
It's like 2015. And the last thing I had on here for music is Q-Tip he's been telling people he's had an album coming out for about 10 years now. It's called The Last Zulu, and it is
allegedly
it's like Dr. Dre's Detox, which is never gonna fucking come out.
No, that's just
right.
Or Chinese Democracy, which did come out and was trash. That's always what I'm worried about when people are like, I've been working on this album 10 years. It's like, that's because it's probably not a good album. You just didn't want to put it out, and you still don't. But yeah, that's allegedly coming out. I didn't have anything else for like events or anything. I was going to lecture everyone about Carly Rae Jepsen, but no one wants to hear that in this political climate.
No, not. It's too soon.
Yeah, I agree. And the album's not even out yet, so it would just be me speculating.
That's the one that Justin Bieber
conspiracy
found, right?
Theories
Carly
in the
Rae
air.
Jepsen?
Did he? If so, good for him, because she's great. She is.
I thought she only had one single, Call Me Maybe.
Listen, man.
Hey, man, I'm asking questions. I'm not trying to learn here, man. Don't snap my head
Her
off.
Second album, it's called Emotion. It's just a really good pop album, and people should give it a chance.
The fact, you know what? I love learning about Adam Tabra. I might subscribe to this podcast my damn self.
Mm-hmm. I just heard that she had like some falling out with what was it Azalea Banks? What
Iggy Azalea?
No, not Iggy.
Yeah,
the black one. Yeah, Azalea.
The black girl.
Yeah, the black girl.
A lot of people had falling out.
Used to be friends.
Azalea Banks.
Yeah. But it was a funny one on Twitter.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. That's good.
Dude, I hate to be in the entertainment industry.
Yeah,
you would hate to be. You're in it.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm not. I don't like. I like kick it. Like you see. Like I rarely kick it with people. I rarely do podcasts. You know what I'm saying? But for me, it's like to be in the entertainment industry. It's so. I don't know. It's like it's fake.
That's for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, yeah, we all know it's fake, but like the levels. Like I was writing a joke about this, and it was like, it's like we don't believe victims because we like the characters in Hollywood so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, a woman would be like, this person did this to me. Like, no one believed Bill Cosby really did it until, right. like, 50 women came out and were like, oh, well, maybe that Gucci sweater wasn't all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, yeah. Like, we were like, Hollywood isn't great. They put such a great image out that we don't think, like, no way, this person did this. There's no way they did that. You're like, well, they're human. Yeah. They just acted really good for this part. You know what I'm saying? So, like, being in Hollywood, I don't know. I'd hate to be in the entertainment industry, like, music wise.
Yeah, it would be a lot.
Like labels pushing you, like, oh, you should start beef with this person. You're like, I'm a grown man.
Yeah. I feel like there's a point where you have to join the Illuminati or something to get, like.
Do you think the Illuminati's real?
I think there's a version of something like that that probably impacts various industries and areas of life. But I don't think it's an actual global secret society. But just hearing me say I don't think it's an actual global secret society, I'm like, it probably is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
like
once you become a billionaire, you get an invite.
I think. Yeah.
And then once you like vocalize your party preferences, depending on who's in power, that determines the level of. I believe like if you're a billionaire, that's it. Bill Gates probably got an invite. Jay-Z got an invite. Paul Allen.
I guess we wonder, what do you believe is the purpose of the Illuminati? Just to close the ranks?
Yeah, to keep the power up at the 1%. It's pretty much what it is now.
I think it exists, but I think there's no way it's as cool as we all think it is. Like, I think it's probably just like the douchiest country club.
Because we already know
like
billionaires hang out with other billionaires.
People with the most
That's
power.
That's already happening.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, wait, you mean the people with the most money want to keep their money? That's crazy. It's like a conspiracy.
It's sort of like the levels and the depth of which capitalism goes to. Like even right now, like we're seeing it and people are like, they're sort of confused because they're like, okay, you're telling me that people are dying because they're not getting insulin because you're just simply driving up the price?
Yeah.
It's like, you could pay for it. Like, I can't afford it. We'll die. Like, it's like, well, and we're not giving that enough, you know, like enough, like it's not enough energy being aimed at the fact that like they're just driving up the prices because they can.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's like, I don't think that the Illuminati's cool per se, but I think that, you know, all the billionaires are like, all right, well, I'm trying to like keep my shit. I'm like, you're a billionaire. Your families are set.
I just
you
don't think it's
$100 million to be a billionaire.
I just don't think it's that secret because it's like, yeah, like if that was going on, then there'd be other stuff going on. Like there'd be like a place in Michigan where there's no water that you can drink or you fucking die. It's like, oh yeah, that's happening too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there'd be like kids in cages at the border getting oh yeah, that's happening too. Like it's out in the open. We know about all this shit that's happening. My whole thing is like, I don't think it's secretive at all. It's like, the people that are in control of this shit are the people that are in control of this shit. It's the people with all the money. It's not, I don't know, it's not news.
Yeah, and I feel like it exists in the same way God exists, whether you believe in God or not, because God exists in the world in a way where people respond to that idea and they base their lives around that idea. And whether you believe them, you still have to interact and kind of move around with people like that. And so whether you believe in God or not, just the fact that people do and that the idea is out there, it exists. And I feel like the Illuminati's kind of the same way, where it's like, we can't prove it. Like, no one's going to prove that there's this cabal of people trying to keep the financial imbalance in the United States the way it is. But does it feel like there is? Because if it feels like there is, then they're probably, that's enough.
I think that's like what nepotism is in politics. I think the political structure in America is the Illuminati.
Yeah. Like you if don't you have to prove last it's
name,
real.
Right. If you have the last it's name Vanderbilt enough. Or Rockefeller or Kennedy, you get these doors open.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's not like this shit isn't Googleable. It's like, oh wait, you mean the guy with the same last name, his dad was the president?
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't just a coincidence? Oh, and then like there's all these other people with that last name that are somehow relevant even though they seem useless? Oh, weird. I wonder if that's all connected. Oh yeah, it is. It is all connected.
It's all connected.
So we're joining the Illuminati in 2019.
Yeah. That's what I'm excited about.
It's Herbalife, right? That's
perfect. That was perfect. I gave her a dap. Y'all couldn't see it, but I had to give her a hard dap on that one. Timing, delivery, all succinct.
Impeccable.
It was perfect. Oh, 10 out of 10. If I could rate that riff, it was 10 out of 10.
So we should wrap this up. There are guests coming in 10 minutes to record another one of these. That's what I'm looking forward to. More guests, more podcasts tonight. I don't need to sleep. What do we have to plug before we get out of here? Patreon.com/unpops. $5 a month. You get at least 2 bonus episodes a week, usually more than that. And also December 29th, Hollywood Hotel, 9 p.m. We're doing a live podcast, comedy show, and New Year's Eve party.
I did that the last time. Come out to that. Right?
Like, yeah, you did one at the couple hotel. Months back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. They're always a good time. I got really drunk on the one Quincy was on.
This is true.
Oh, man.
He was lit.
But you have to subscribe to Patreon to hear it. So.
Yeah. So go ahead and dig in your pockets. Dig in that couch.
Yeah.
Get that $5. All right. Listen, you know what? Trust me. I'm looking around the lair right now, folks. That Patreon money is going to good use.
We got these sequin curtains.
You know, they also got YouTube Premium. Let's bring that back.
Exactly.
Crystal,
what do you got to plug?
I have a show called The Cookies and Sweatpants Show. I host it in my house, and people can wear sweatpants, and I give away free cookies. It's a comedy show. It's great.
That
Fuck
sounds
all that.
Like
can
nice.
I just come for the cookies?
Yeah.
I'll come eat cookies.
I don't even need to perform. This would be the first time I never asked to get on the show. Can I just come for the cookies?
Absolutely.
Quincy, what do you got to plug?
I have my podcast, Random Thoughts of Quincy Jones, and Free Game Fridays, where I interview random guests. And I'm excited for 2019, so just check out my social media, Instagram and Twitter, the same, LLQJ206. AKA The Good Quincy.
Quincy. And The Good Chris.
Hey.
Do I know any other Chris's? I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
You should.
So you are The Good Chris.
We'll take it.
What do you got to plug?
I got that old Twitter thing. I got that. It's at Can I Cook It? And my Instagram is canicook.it. And there will be a food blog at that address.
Very nice.
If you go to it.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. Chris, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Quincy, say goodbye.
I don't want to say goodbye.
But you have to.
Well, goodbye, unpopular Adam's children.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Adam's unpopular children. That's goodbye, Adam's unpopular children.
Adam's
Quincy
unpopular
Jones
children.
Signing off. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Would love to interact with some of you guys.
Crystal, say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you. Bristol Street. Bring a blood object to Bristol Street. Bring a blood object to Bristol Street.